I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Ooh. Hi, y'all. It's Amiria Tsai for AfterBuzz TV. You're here with my ladies, Trina and Jane, in the quarantine. We're here talking about season 4, episode 9. How are we doing?
What is up, you guys?
Look at us in our toga.
Hello.
We're really bringing the theme. Trina, you must have not gotten the memo, honey.
The memo was not with me. I wore basically bedtime clothes, so sheets, bedtime clothes, same thing. Thank you.
Yes.
Trina doesn't have sheets.
Wow, that's savage.
Sheets.
That's savage, Jane.
Savage.
Very savage. Savage.
JK trains.
Speaking about savage. Have this episode so much happening. We have right off the bat, we have our girl Jules unraveling from the inside out. Poor girl, she was crying, her makeup's running, it was a lot. And then we had Carl also unraveling. So many people were having full-on psychosis, so that's always a problem. And then we went right into the girls separating. It was like recess. We had, you know, Amanda and Amanda and Paige on this side. Then we had Lindsay and Hannah, and then Hannah and Paige, and Hannah and Luke, and Hannah and Hannah, and it was just a lot happening. And then we're going to get into some news, and then we also have our fabulous fashion segment, predictions, which we are very dead on, let's be honest. We are very good with our predictions. So please stay with us and our lovely togas. Trina, take it away. What are your overall thoughts?
I felt bad for Jules this episode. That was my overall thought. I feel bad for all the things I said last week. I must have been in a quarantine mood, but This week I'm in a different quarantine mood where I was like literally crying with her. So I feel really bad. And that's my main takeaway, is that She was being human the whole show. And That is really sad, because everyone kind of just is a character the whole time. And then I felt that this was a very real thing, and I felt really bad.
Oh, you know what? I feel you too. That was a really emotional one. It was hard to watch. Jane, what about you? Yeah. Did anything kind of get those tear ducts going?
And no, I was not sobbing this episode, but it was very dramatic. I felt like Jules was being a little bit of a drama queen, but now seeing Trina's side, I feel like she was wearing her heart on her sleeve. But we had more of the team powwows this episode, as always, literally a house meeting. I have so many thoughts that, like, I don't want to top line all of them, but wow, it was a good episode. And my prediction was correct. Like you said, Amanda quit her job and is now working at Loverboy, which I said I was cheating because I was stalking everything. But, you know, I found that shit out on LinkedIn. So,
yes.
Ooh, on LinkedIn.
Don't cry. Yeah.
LinkedIn. You went deep. You went on her LinkedIn and she changed. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I showed receipts for that news.
There you go.
Well done. Well done with that, Jane. And I love that you almost called it Love a Boy. So I like that.
Love a Boy.
I was here for that. Speaking about Love a Boy, who's not on the inside, Miss Jules. She is not part of the Love a Boy circle. So do you agree with what everyone was saying, Trina or Jane, that what she was saying about how, like, other people were saying that she's not connecting emotionally? I mean, I kind of felt that way too. Do you guys agree with that? Like, she was really giving an effort, but she wasn't connecting. So what do we think?
So I have to say, because I did, well, fine, Trina, go.
No, you go.
Well, because I watched the Watch What Happens Live episode.
Yeah.
And Andy asked that exact same question, Amir, to Hannah and Lindsay. And Hannah kind of gave a coy response, and she was the only one who really responded, but she said that basically there were, like, enough instances where she kind of was stoking this animosity within the group or drama within the group that, like, they kind of were just like, okay, what, you know what I mean? And today was one of those instances that we saw. So I forget what the original question was, but that was the answer to it.
The original question, you answered it. You went on like a very interesting tangent. I just allowed you to just do it.
Well, that was the answer, but I forget what the actual question was. Sorry.
It doesn't matter. We're not in school. The question was, it was just, don't worry, this is very casual. The question was basically, do you think that she's not emotionally connecting, even though she's trying? Like, she's going to dinner with Paige. She's really making an effort. So I felt like it was a little unfair that they kind of attacked her. But at the same time, I think Carl is coming from a place of his own unraveling. So totally. I don't think it's
okay,
about Jewel.
So since I treat it as school, here were my notes from Watch What Happens Live. Anna said, I do like Jules. I just felt like she brought her in. Anyway, Hannah thought that she was going to vibe, but there was a couple instances that she rubbed people the wrong way. And scene.
I feel like it's because she wasn't fitting in, and it was going to take a lot of effort to fit into that group. So then she swerved to Jordan, which was a wrong swerve. And then she was stuck. And so, yeah, she did like make herself not as liked as she could have been if she would have just kept trying. But that must be pretty exhausting, all of those personalities and being the one that doesn't have a big personality and just getting lost in it.
Yeah. And they're
right,
totally
which I understand, because
each other,
you know,
for the house.
Yeah.
We know that.
Time, Jane?
They were totally seeing each other for the house. We know that. Like,
Jordan
was with Jules for the house, and Jules was with Jordan for
but
the house.
But he came back, and then that's when it hit the fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think that, like, there's a bit of animosity that they're feeling because they kind of came up together. So season after season, all these people were together, and they felt like this kind of rapport. So I was just surprised that Carl was the one that spoke up, because Kyle's the one that brought everyone together. So I'm like, it didn't make sense that Carl was the one to attack her. But I think that has a lot to do with where he is mentally. So let's now jump to, because we'll go back to Jules in a little bit. So I think we should jump to Carl, because I kind of want to know what your take is on what's going on with him. Do you really think that Sarah bruised his ego this much to not show up to work, to like be drinking like this, or is it something deeper? What do you guys think?
I think
Trina, what
Sarah's,
do you think?
I think Sarah's just another thing that happened to him that he's not doing right. And he just feels like this guy that's doing a bunch of stuff wrong, and he acts out when he blacks out. Like, we know that. And so the yelling at Jules happened when it was blackout Carl. And then he gave understanding when it was daytime Carl. So, you know, that's what's happening with him. And he's a total mess inside, but that's why he was acting like that. I don't think he really cares if Jewel is there or not there, to be honest.
Agreed. Jane, what about you?
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, I think that Sarah is what he wanted to be, another Vice, but then she was sort of looking at it as more of a relation, then it didn't really work out. So yeah, maybe that is a little bit why he spiraled, but I think regardless of whether or not she existed, he would have spiraled anyway off too many lover boys. So I think the truth will be revealed soon, or we'll just stay in this cycle of spiraling.
Yeah, they tend to stay in those cycles and they spiral. But what I wanted to also ask you guys before we move on is, Kyle seemed very judgmental of where Carl was at, like not showing up to work and then being kind of drunk at the restaurant. And I'm like, Kyle has done this time and time again. Do you guys think he had a leg to stand on judging him? Like, I felt like that was kind of like out of left field. Like, he was being so judgmental towards Carl. What do you guys think?
I think that it was early in the night for the whole chair scenario. And so I think when you watch your friend, no matter where you are in life, when you watch your friend pop off unnecessarily that much, you just get irritated and you don't know what to do to help anymore. So you tell them. And so I think Kyle did the right thing by doing that. Doesn't really matter what he's been through or what he's done, because Carl needs to hear it now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like he was kind of exaggerating the situation maybe for like the story and plotline, or just because he has a bone to pick with Carl, like, or because maybe he's jealous because he's working really hard and he doesn't feel like Carl's putting enough effort in. But at the same time, on the other end of it, it's like Kyle had those experiences and, like, you know, might be a little bit of a hypocrite, but at the same time, it's like, they're grown now, like they're late 30s, so they should be getting their shit together. So maybe even just like one day of not showing up with the COO is not acceptable when you're 30 something, you know, late 30s. Yeah. It's not okay. Maybe when you're young 20s, it's like, oh, you were out at the club last night, you're an intern, it's fine. But like when you're running stuff, it's not okay. It's not a vibe.
Agreed.
Yeah. But I kind of felt like he was maybe blowing it out of proportion a little bit for the show.
He blows everything out of proportion.
Yeah.
Literally everything. But so does Carlos. Yeah. I think you have to go drama to drama, you know?
Yeah.
Level to level those two. They can't be
even. Yeah. Both of their fights with anyone is wild.
Exactly. Well, so before we move on.
Yes.
We just wanted to
Hit us with it, Miss Trina.
Yeah, yeah. We wanted to thank all of our subscribers of AfterBuzz TV. Thanks for tuning in to not only our after show, but all of the after shows that we offer on our channel. Please do not forget to subscribe, like our video, comment below. As you know, Amir and Jane are always hitting you back, letting you know that we saw what you said. And we really, really appreciate it because we know that our opinions are not the only opinions. So thank you so much for sticking around and tuning in. There's more of this show to come and more of all of our other shows. So keep following us, guys.
Yeah, you know we are up in those comments, you guys. Oh. Speaking of which, I know a few of you guys are watching. So why don't you hit us up in this live stream? Because we're trying to talk to you, you know? Don't be a little lurker.
We want to talk to you.
We want to chat.
Yeah, talk to us. And we also have comments from people that not only lurked, but also commented from last week. So let me give a little shout out. We have Andrew Orangio. Every time I watch your analysis of the show, I always go back and rewatch the show. You guys really pay attention to everything that goes on. Good job, guys.
Ooh.
Thank you, Andrew.
Andrew,
slide in them DMs, honey, if you're single and gay. Sherry Tucker is saying... Sherry Tucker saying Team Jules Jordan is a psycho. Thank you, Sherry. Thank you, Sherry. Thank you.
Another comment
we also received about Jordan. Yeah, that's a good one, right? Another comment we received about Jordan was from Hannah Berner herself, Miss Hannah Berner. She said that Jordan is straight but shy. So that's a nice little hot take from my girl Hannah. And then Sherry went on to say, I hate Carl and Jordan. So it seems like Sherry hates all the men, and we are here for it. Thank you, Sherry. And if you comment, we will read it in the live. We will read your comments later in the next episode after. So please comment. Don't be a lurker, like Jane said, and we want to hear from you.
You guys, speaking of hating men and loving on Hannah, on Watch What Happens Live, she showed the book that she's reading right now, and it's called How to Date Men When You Hate Men.
I need that book.
I'm going to read it. I wrote it down, obvi, but I want to read it like immediately. I'm going to get it on audiobook after.
I was going to say, is it available on the Los Angeles Public Library app?
Most likely.
That's the most freaking niche thing I've ever heard.
It's amazing.
We are niche, baby. We keep it niche and savage.
Welcome to quarantine.
I love it. I love that. So before we, the three of us have too much fun. So before we go off on a fun merry-go-round of tangents, let's get back to the episode. So let's talk about all the ladies. So where do you guys fall? Are you guys team Amanda and Paige? Are you team Hannah on her own? Are you team Hannah and Lindsay? Are you team Hannah and Luke? I mean, there's so many dynamics, but what do you guys think about the dynamics between the ladies? Do you think Lindsay is out of place? Trina, take it away. And Jane Johnson, don't be shy.
Yeah, Jane.
Jane Johnson as a live read. Oops. Okay, Gina, go ahead.
She's like, and Jane Dungeon just commented in our live stream saying, don't be shy, baby, winky face.
That is, oh, I just read it.
I feel like you just got a glimpse at my Hinge DMs.
Exactly, we did. Welcome.
Yeah, that's, we did. We
anyway,
really did.
Keep it back on
Katrina,
Lindsay.
Katrina, what's your opinion? Yes.
So I think it's really hard to choose any of those cliques of the girls because I think they all just try to stay on each other's good sides, but they have real opinions. And so it's really hard to play like cat and mouse with all of them. I think that the only situation that I semi-respect is the way Lindsay does things, only because she's not hiding anything from anybody. Like, she's going to tell you what she told whomever. She's not going to just sit and talk behind people's backs and cause more chaos. Although I know she caused more chaos today, but it's because of the other chaos that was caused first. So that's my take. It's not a hot take. It's just complicated with people in a house. It turns, everything turns into middle school. We know that. We all know that.
Right.
The house meetings.
The house meetings are aggressive.
I love Lindsay. Jane,
sorry to interrupt you, but can I make a quick comment on Trina's, like what Trina just said?
Thank you.
Because I'm going to forget it. What, Trina, you said something about Lindsay talking very openly or like kind of going to everyone and being very open. Do you think that when Paige and Jules were talking and then Amanda came in, I didn't feel like they were flashing Hannah. They were just kind of venting and they were like more concerned, or did you feel like that was shady?
I thought Amanda was definitely more than venting. She was saying that what she was doing was wrong and that she was making a situation worse. And then to tell the person that's going to be the most upset, you should have thought harder about what you were doing. You can't run up to the most upset person and be like, someone was just talking smack about you, can you believe, when she's already in the room upset about it. It doesn't make any sense. I think that, I also do think Hannah is innocent in all of this too, I will say, because what she's supposed to do, it was like, you're put in front of a girl that's saying, your best friends told me that you said this about me, and all she can do is apologize because it was true.
Got it.
So, yeah.
That makes a lot more sense. Okay, thank you, Trina, for clearing that up. Jane, go ahead. Sorry, sweetheart.
I was just going to say how much I love Lindsay. I think she brings such a nice zest to this whole scenario.
Yeah.
I missed her last week when she was not at the house. And she's kind of like the Lisa Rinna of Summer House.
That's good.
Spunky. She runs around kind of like stirring the pot a little bit, but she's also like very straightforward. And I like love her. Anyway, the moment when she walked out to Luke and just like when Hannah was on his lap, told them what was up. And then Hannah walks away and then Luke is just left howling at the moon, playing his guitar. I loved it so much. And she was like, they think that it's being so clicky, blah, 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 blah. I was like, you know what, girl? Tell him.
Yeah.
Tell him.
Because she's telling the truth. And the other thing about Lindsay too is she always bounces back from whatever she's going through. So that's why no one can really try her, because by the next weekend, she has used the week to move on and start over. Yeah. Everybody else starts from Sunday on Saturday. And you're like, well, what were y'all doing that whole week? You couldn't get over it?
Yeah, she literally goes and finds a new boyfriend.
Yeah.
And then comes back and it's like, I'm fine.
And it's like,
there's no way Hannah could ever be mad at her because she's getting her free laser treatments.
On her knees, like, durr.
Yeah, the girls just got it hooked up, you know?
Yeah, everything's fine with Lindsay.
It's
the others. What do you think, Amir? What team?
I think that I'm always going to be team Paige and Hannah. I think that, like, they are good friends. And I'm sorry, but, like, I vent about my friends. So, like, if Jane annoys me, I'll tell Trina. Like, I think that you can vent
about
your
tell
friends.
Me to my face, and that's why I like Lindsay.
There we go.
No, I don't say it to the face, because you have to sometimes work out the aggression. Because a lot of times, if you're annoyed about something, I'm not, this is a fake example with me. I'm just saying, if you're frustrated about something, you don't.
I didn't cry during the actual episode for Jules, but I'll cry now. Don't think
don't cry. Please don't cry. I'm just saying, if you have a problem with someone and you go like full force at the person, sometimes if you tell a friend and that friend truly loves, like, I feel like went, it got in between Paige and Hannah. When Paige is talking about Hannah, it's from a place of love. And they literally have a daily live show every night, like during quarantine. Like, give me a break. Yeah. Like, they're best friends.
They're fine.
Like, they're fine. So I don't think that, like, she needed to insert herself. And I believe, like, I'm not really Team Lindsay because I believe that she was gone for a week. So she wanted everyone to remember her. And she loves to play victim. Like, already she's like, you ruined my birthday. Like, we saw it in the promo. Yeah. Like, you know, she is so quick to make it all about her. So that's just something that kind of worries me. But you know what? Like, it's okay. I'm going to forgive her because Steven's so cute and Jane has some news for us. So let's get
into
the news.
And I do want to say,
and then we'll do our fashion segment after. Yes.
Just quick little tidbit. I'm not Team Lindsay. I just love Lindsay. But as you know, I also love Hannah and Paige. You know, Summer House is a hard show to like choose teams or like people over the other. You know what I mean? It's easier with the guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
sure.
But with the girls, it's like they're all so likable. So mm-hmm.
I also think Paige is like the least offensive of the offensive. You know, like she, she's not trying to do anything wrong. She's another one that's backed into a corner and just speaking. Honestly, it's mostly drunk Amanda. I think.
It's like, the times that Paige is like the most offensive, it's like she's trying to stick up for her friends so hard that it can be like overbearing, but it's like not offensive. You know what I mean? Anyway.
Got it.
News. Keeping this train moving right along. We've got lots of news, you guys. Like I said, I predicted the thing about Amanda working at Loverboy, and now she does. So we have a cute little article, Loverboy drink reviews show how Kyle Cook's Summer House fame has paid off. So Loverboy is doing great. Loverboy is thriving. Their reviews are pretty good. People are seeming to like the taste, except for they get some bad reviews from people who don't like sparkling water. So don't like a sparkling drink, then why would you drink a sparkling drink, you idiot?
Don't buy that.
Use your eyes and read. Are you too drunk to read? I don't understand. But it sits at an average 3.33 on the ratings, which I believe is out of 5. So that's doing pretty good. Trina, what else am I missing from this?
I was just going to say that tonight on the show, they were actually drinking it and no one was trying.
So it wasn't an actual ad? They were
No, it still was an ad.
Of course.
But it was still an ad because they had Craig go, I like hibiscus palm.
Right. But also, Hannah and Carl were passing the yellow one
like,
back and forth.
They still can't help themselves. Hilarious.
Yeah. Amanda dropped that hot news. That was some good PR.
That was
she's
good.
No longer working in her company. Oh yeah, and you know it doesn't have sugar in it. That's another great like hot little tidbit. okay, so also another piece of news they mentioned about Carl's like third ball, and so Lindsay kind of talked about it with Andy on Watch What Happens Live. So we did some digging to really get to the bottom of like, has this third ball been addressed? We need to know. And so basically Bravo gave us this article where Andy was up to date enough to share. Carl clarified, I don't have three standalone balls. It's a common condition for some men when they're 18 and hitting puberty. I developed a little side growth. No girl has ever noticed. I just open up about it.
Why? For who?
For what?
For when?
bizarre.
Why do you need to open up about
bizarre
that?
Thing?
You know, you that's odd. We didn't ask. And then finally, in our last piece of news, Lindsay also kind of teased that she is probs dating Steven because she said that she was going to donate to a cancer-related heart foundation because Steven is a survivor of stage 3 cancer. So then we did some digging as well to learn that they are indeed dating. Cutesy Yay. Photos of them on Bustle. And she's been posting photos with him on her Instagram. They're social Cute. Distancing, but not. She's like 6 feet apart, but they're not. You know, their hands with arm's length. Mm-hmm. You know, your arm's not 6 feet. Anyway, you know.
Mine is.
Yeah. So anyway, we're really happy for them. He has a high flying job at Tao, that club, which is probably, they probably met through work because she's a publicist. Mm-hmm. Tao Group Hospitality. He's a senior director of marketing there. Get it, Steven? Yeah. Like we said, she just moved on in like, what, a week and just found this man, and they've been dating for like a year. So good on that.
Wait, almost, really?
Almost a year because it was last summer. And
yep.
We're in April already. So. Yeah, you know, we're getting there.
She went back to the bench. You know, she had him on the bench, so she took him off the bench last year.
Yeah,
exactly.
He's like, put me in, coach.
Yeah,
get on here.
Always works.
Well, yeah.
Well,
so
done,
that concludes
Jane.
My news.
Thank you, Jane.
Thank well you, guys, done. For that the deep digging
the
that we
most
did.
Positive we news did. I've heard. Awesome. It was the most yeah. positive news we've gotten since CNN. That's
exactly.
Great. That is
seriously,
great.
Especially considering all of this news is coming from New York. So thank you guys for keeping our news light.
Yes, absolutely.
Exactly.
So lots going
on. Well, Trina, are you ready for our fashion segment?
Let's talk about some fashion. We got a couple things for you today. So one
togas.
Moment that we got the togas. So we finished the toga party. You'll see Amir is wearing, is that gold?
Yes, honey. I'm Persian. Okay. It's gold.
Gold.
That James is wearing... so like, that's so like Jules's toga that you were really on.
Yep. Well, but I'm
he
more
had a
beautiful
brown
than her.
Toga and you were like,
backlit.
Why is it brown? And I was like, it's a fashion moment.
This is gold, girl.
And
this
you were like,
brown.
They're supposed to be white.
All right, gold. Kids. So gold. Speaking of Jane, she's wearing yes. a fitted sheet toga for all of you. Yes. So just know that you can use any sheet you like. Yes. So they did that. And the funniest part about the fashion with the end of the toga party that we saw is when every time we saw someone at the end of this toga party, they were soaking wet, drenched. Couldn't really tell why. Yep. The hair yep. was wet, but they weren't in a pool. Things were happening. So that was the end of that fashion round. We jumped into a little part, and you guys can help me with some really great outfits before we went to the murder mystery party. Someone was wearing a pink shirt that was like Barbie-esque, something, a material that would actually be on Barbie herself. And then they went nowhere. So whatever that was, I'm just going to shout it out because it was really good. And then moving on, skipping around a little bit to real life, we have Paige on her Instagram and TikTok that is featuring her quarantine outfits. They are all two-piece chic, comfy for the home, and she's killing it. So go to her TikTok and her Instagram and check her out because she is not only always in a good fit on the show, she's just like that all the time, y'all.
She's literally so trendy. Those so TikToks, trendy. She's wearing a tight-ass bandeau bra and then
with
like the sweatpants or pants with the robe. Yeah. And I saw it the other day and I was like, said to my sister, I was like, who wears that to lounge? There's no way she's wearing it to lounge. And my sister was like, but she is though. And
she
I was like,
is,
oh,
though.
You're right, it's Paige.
Duh.
Of course she is. She's so much more fabulous than all of us. Anyway,
so we also started the murder mystery party tonight, which featured everyone in their flappers, their 20s fits. They all looked really great. We'll talk about that more next week when we get to see some full body stuff. But one thing I want to quick talk about from that party is maybe an expected or unexpected one. Luke had a face tat at the 20s. Yes. Did anyone see his face tat that just blinked.
I love
at
that.
The party.
I rewinded it. I rewinded it.
What did it say?
I rewinded it.
Oh. I was live and I couldn't go anywhere.
Oh no, it's just it. No, it's just a bunch of it was just a bunch of drawings. It's not any doesn't say. So I was like really into it. It was very Post Malone. Very
Post-Malone. For sure. Post Malone.
So
if he was in the 20s. I was loving it. I hope we get a close-up of that next week so we know exactly what those drawings are. That's it for fashion tonight, guys. Next week's gonna be a big gun though, with those full outfits.
Yes.
Well done.
Go, Trina.
Well done. That was so fun. Yes, honey. Before we get to predictions, we do need to talk about a real quick cliff note or side note, not cliff notes. What am I saying? Side note. I want to talk about Jules and Craig from Summer House.
Oh, yeah. So
yes.
Really I don't know if he's going to come back or we'll have to wait and see.
She came home late, like at like noon.
Yeah, she came home real late. It must have gone a couple times,
Which
I'm not mad at.
No.
Yeah, that's great. So let's move on to predictions. We obviously saw the promo, but we do want to get into some predictions. What do y'all think, Trina?
Predictions. I think the flapper party is going to go as expected. I hope. From what we saw, I hope that Steven doesn't get stuck in a lot of crossfire, but I think that he will, given Blackout Carl. And so I'll feel really sad if that happens, because he seems like a solid dude that's kind of there just to be with his girl and not for much else. So I just hope they ruin each other's lives and stay away from Steven. My prediction is going to be that, just because I want it to happen so badly. That's pretty much all I got.
Okay, cool. That's great. Jane?
Okay, so I think that this next episode is going to be when Hannah and Paige get in like a blowout fight, because I don't think what we just saw this episode is like the big blowout fight. Because I know that there's going to be like other housemates and people who are going to be crying. And I don't think we've seen that yet. So I think that it's going to be at the murder mystery party, because it seems like things are reaching a boiling point and we already have drama coming. I think that as we kind of saw, like Steven's going to try to date Lindsay, and I think she's going to be like not quite ready is my take. I think she's going to be like, well, this is kind of a lot. And then she'll think about it for like 2 days and then, or maybe a day. And then she'll be like, I'm ready, but we'll see. Yeah. And then I think, why? You don't think? Okay, fine.
Don't want it to happen. You know?
Really?
No, I want them to be together. I don't want her to play games.
I just don't think she's like fully over the Carl thing yet. She still says that she's like trying to be friends with Carl and like working towards being friends. So I just like don't see a world where she would like immediately jump into dating Steven, but maybe, because she is a boss bitch ready for that rebound. And we obviously know they're already dating anyway. And then obviously it seems like Jules is going to try to get with Carl, but I think Carl is going to like maybe lash out on her again, or he'll actually go for it. I don't know. Actually, that's not a real prediction because I gave you both sides of it. So we'll see.
Something
either way, when it happens, I'll be like, I predicted it. And you'll be like, you chose both. You choose your own adventures. I chose both.
Both sides. But anyways, I don't really know how to segue from that. So I'm just going to jump in and give you a quick prediction of my own. I agree with Trina. I think that things are going to get kind of dicey at the party. And Steven, unfortunately, is going to be collateral damage because he's just such a nice guy. And they're such a hard group. Like even this episode, when Carl sat down next to Carl, Carl got up and left. Like it's a hard group. It's a hard group to get in with. I think that Jordan's gonna come back. Not this episode, but in a couple episodes, he's gonna come back. He's gonna show his face again. So we'll have to just wait and see. But yeah, do you guys have any wraparound thoughts for this episode? Are you excited for the murder mystery party? What are we feeling?
Well, now that you've said that, I'm not excited for Jordan to maybe come back, because I want Jules to make it out of this okay. I really do.
Okay.
I want her to get a just like slide in there, fit in, you know, and be good. And he shows up, it's over.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I like Jules. And I'm excited for the murder mystery party, although okay. I did just recall that we just saw a murder mystery party on Vanderpump Rules like last Ooh. Month. So sure. I'm wondering if there's a little bit of overlap in some Bravo writing, if it is indeed as scripted as sometimes I think it is. But maybe this is just like trending right now and we need to get up on the trends. Maybe. We should dress up as it next time. But I'm excited. It'll be fun.
That's a lot of effort. We could be flappers. Totally. That's kind of fun.
I know. I literally just pulled this fitted sheet out of the closet right before and threw well it over done. My shoulder.
We know.
Well done. We saw it and we are here for it. That's about all we have for this another fabulous episode of Summer House. It's nice to be quarantined and see the lovely weather and the rosé and the drinks and the partying. So that's always fun for me. You can find me at @AmirYas_ on all social media, including TikTok. What about you, Trina?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @HeyTrinaDong.
Yeah. And you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, all the things. Jane Johnson, JOHNSEN_.
There we go.
Yes, honey. Cool. We are all going to be here next week, and we're going to give you another fabulous episode of Summer House. In the meantime, if you miss Summer House, go see Giggly Squad. It's every night at 10 p.m. Eastern time. It's Hannah and Paige's live kind of podcast moment. Okay, love you all. Mwah. Bye.
Love you. Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV.
So much.
Remember,
breathing.
We're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.